Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today we are doing one of my favorite episodes, which is Destination Day. And even more exciting is we have a guest today. We have Katie with us, who is going to be telling us all about her recent trip to Jamaica with her hubby. She went on a kids-free trip, which I'm very jealous about. I need to do that soon. But she's going to tell us all about her trip to Jamaica, how she did it on points, and all of the good juicy details. So welcome to the show, Katie.
Aw, thanks for having me, Megan. Excited to be here and just tell you guys all about the trip. And yes, anytime you can get away with your hubby on an adults-only vacation, it feels like an extra treat.
Yes, I know. I want one so bad. My daughter's about to turn two, and we have not done one yet. And we keep planning them, and then they just never happen. So I'm glad you were able to go on one.
Yeah, you'll get there.
All right. So, Katie, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how the heck you got into points and miles.
Yeah. So I started learning about points and miles during COVID. I was getting a little antsy being stuck inside. So we kind of started the research phase and we actually bought a house, like a fixer upper house in the middle of COVID. And that was when we decided to start opening cards and earning points, just using our normal spending. And my husband and I used to travel a lot. We even did a whole year where we did 11 countries in 11 months. And so we wanted to show our kids the world too. And my husband works for a nonprofit, so it was not in the budget. So this was like the solution to our problems. And yeah, we've been doing it for a few years and love it. And I will never go back.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. Once you start, there's no stopping for sure.
Yeah.
It's addicting. So what made you guys decide to go to Jamaica?
We went to Jamaica on our honeymoon, actually, but that was almost 12 years ago. And funny enough, actually, that you bring this up, it was my birthday trip, and we had originally planned a trip to California. But when I knew that Hyatt was changing some of their hotel rates, especially like a lot of the Hyatt Zilara, like all-inclusives and the Hyatt Zivas. So then I started looking and I was like, oh, maybe we should change and try to do one of these all-inclusives that we would really want to try before the point rate goes up. So I would encourage you just to kind of keep an eye on that. And the great thing about like we had already booked all of our California stuff with points, but it was really easy just to cancel it and rebook somewhere else.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about points is it's really easy to just cancel and get your points back and then pivot and change again. And I tell people all the time, like, it doesn't have to be like a set in stone plan. Like you can change your plans pretty last minute and like make something else work really well.
Yeah, exactly. And we already had the childcare set up. So yeah. I was like, we're going somewhere. Right.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So I found that, we were able to get into the Hyatt Zilara, and we went for four nights, and it averaged out 20,000 points a night, which I know now their rates have gone up. So I think they start now at 35,000 a night. So that's why I was like, let's jump on it before it costs more points.
Yeah. Yeah. And 20,000 points is a great redemption value, especially for an all-inclusive. So if you're going to an all-inclusive, everything is included, like your food, your alcohol, your beverages, all that kind of stuff. So it really does make it like a truly free trip almost.
Yeah. And that was something that we were just really happy about, right? Like you pay. So ours was, yeah, averaged out to like 28,000 a night, and you have all of your drinks, all of your activities, unless you want to leave the resort. But your resort also included a ton of activities. They had paddle boards that you could do, catamarans, like little catamarans, they could teach you how to do it. So they'd go out with you and kind of teach you on the boat. And then if you felt brave enough to do it on your own, I was not brave enough to let my husband drive the boat. I will say that on air. We tried that on our honeymoon, and I was like, you know, 11 years later, I'm like, no, let's just do it with the guide. It's okay.
So walk us through how you actually booked it. Like what credit cards did you have? What points did you transfer? All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. So I had opened up an Inc. business preferred card. And so that had 100,000 point welcome bonus after an 8,000 spend. So we started there, and then I actually referred my husband. So I got the referral bonus, which was the 40K. And then he opened up the Inc. cash card. Because we really wanted to be able to utilize some of the benefits with that card, with like the 5X at office supply stores. So that was a card we knew we definitely wanted to like keep in our wallet. So we had 100 plus 40,000 for, you know, me referring my own card to him, and then an extra 75,000. So that actually more than covered, because our trip total for the resort was 112,000 points total. Wow. For the whole stay. So we still had extra points left over.
That's amazing. And then which airlines did you guys fly in on?
Yeah, so we actually did two different ones. My husband and I both have the Southwest Companion Pass, but I didn't like the flight times that Southwest had going out to Jamaica. And so I knew I still had some United miles left from when I had opened up a United card. And you also get lounge access. You get the Explorer card. You get two like lounge passes. So I had just gotten my renewal. So I had two passes in there. And I found a flight that had a layover in Houston. So we were able to do the United lounge in between. And we got there actually right at lunchtime. So we had breakfast in Texas. And then we got to Jamaica still in the early afternoon, so we still had half the day. And the Southwest flight was more of like you arrive closer to bedtime. And I was like, no, I want to maximize our time. And so then we used our Southwest pass going, our companion pass going back home, and we flew Southwest going home. So
awesome. Yeah, I always kind of just do the same thing. Like I look for one ways, and a lot of the times I do a different airline there and back, just because I'm like you. I'm like, I want to get there like midday so I have half the day to like enjoy the resort, not get there and just go to sleep.
Yeah. And, you know, that's another reason why it's important just to diversify your points, right? Like if I only had Southwest points, then I'd be locked in to all of their choices. But it's nice that as you apply just for different cards in your journey, you have different, you know, you can transfer points to different places or different cards. So you have a few options.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about the resort, your room. Did you get any upgrades? Do you have like a beautiful ocean view or anything like that?
Yeah, we just put in for a standard king size room. And I did email, as anyone should, regardless yes. of the resort or hotel that you're at. Always email and ask and like put it at the front of their minds, right? And so we did get an upgrade to a junior king suite with an ocean view.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it had an amazing day bed on the porch, and the view was just wow. beautiful. So I would spend my mornings making myself a Keurig, or I would send my husband downstairs to the coffee shop that was just down. There was a coffee shop like just right down the elevator. So I'd sent him to get me my morning mocha latte, you know. So that was our room. What was the next question?
Like just the resort kind of layout, like how many pools were there, restaurants, just kind of like the feel of the resort.
Yeah. So, and this is an interesting, just like tidbit of information. So the Hyatt, Zalara Rose Hall is for adults only, and then the Hyatt Ziva is for families. And actually, the two are connected at this location. I know sometimes they are separate, or there's an actual like resort separation. You can walk from one end to the other. So we shared a lot of the same restaurants. There were pools on both sides. So there's the adult only pool, both huge pools had bars. There were hot tubs on both sides as well. Multiple places for you to go to the beach, just like little cove lagoons. So there was two to choose from. And there was entertainment on both sides as well. Oh. So you could choose which night show you wanted to go to because there was two stages. And as far as like, I'll just say like, as far as bringing your kids to that resort versus like adults only, I didn't notice like a ton of kid ages. There was a few strollers, a few babies, and then some groups of teenagers. So there's not, I know like some Dreams all-inclusive resorts, like they have water parks and kids clubs, and they didn't have a lot of like those extras that you might want for your like school age kids. Cause I was also thinking like, would I want to come back and like bring the kids?
Yeah.
And ours are 3 and 5. So I honestly feel like they would really enjoy some of the resorts that had some of those water parks and things. So this one had huge pools. I mean, like they were, plenty of room to spread out, but not as many like kid extras. But since it was an adult trip, it was also really nice just to have some quiet space. We hung out primarily at the adult pool.
Don't blame you.
Yeah. And then like, I would kind of stay when I went down to the beach, I would go like all the way down where like the spa cabanas were, because it was always the most quiet down there and I could just hear the water. So you'll find
Like right on the beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is right on the beach. There's plenty of beach seating, plenty of pool seating. And honestly, you're like, it's a minute walk from the beach to the pool. So if you want to switch, it's everything's really just very relatively close, which was nice. Really, really nice. I loved that there was so much seating. You never had to fight over seats. There's plenty of towel stations for you to always pick up towels wherever you wanted to go. A server would always find you and offer you a drink. So you always have to have the idea of what drinks you want to order. And then
How were the drinks?
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. More, so many great ideas, right? I'm not someone who like has all these drink options. I would Google it on my phone and be like, what are some fun drinks I should try, right? Because when they're free, you can be adventurous and try some different things. So I love coconut flavored things. Mm-hmm. So a Blue Hawaii was definitely one of my favorites on the beach. It was just like a nice frozen blended drink that was.
Ooh, I don't think I've tried that before.
Yeah. Give it a go. Let me know what you think.
I'll do that.
And then there were different like food options too, like that you could just grab and go that were also really close to the beach as well. So if you didn't want to do like a full out sit down for lunch and you just wanted to stay out in your swimsuit, you could too, which was really, really nice.
Oh, nice. So how many restaurants were on the property? Do you know? Do you remember? Was there like a lot of options? Did you feel
lot.
Like?
Yeah, okay. There was a lot of options, more than I could count. I mean, there was French, Italian, Japanese. Then you had for lunch a lot of days. We really liked the pizza. They actually have like a wood oven, like pizza and bar where you can just go pick up like a bunch of slices of pizza. They had a jerk chicken stand where they just had a bunch of grills. Yeah, and you could just – you always saw the men over there like piling on the jerk chicken. They're like, oh, protein, right? So they had, yeah, like a big grill station. And it smelled so good over there all the time. And it was right next to the pool. So, and they had picnic tables set up under palm trees so you could still have shade while you ate. So honestly,
what did you guys do for dinners? Was there any like fancy restaurants or anything?
Yeah, the French restaurant, they said, was their fanciest one. They had a piano player and a singer in the restaurant. It was so nice. And since we were celebrating my birthday, they actually came out and sang to us at one point, which was hilarious because it really took me off guard. Like, I wasn't expecting it. And they just start like, there was just a huge mob of them. So I felt very loved and appreciated. And they even gave us to, on arrival, I didn't mention this, like a special dessert plate for my birthday. And they had a bottle of wine already up there for us and everything. So they really take like the extra step just to make you feel appreciated and loved. And the Japanese restaurant is a little different. I know a lot of resorts, they do like the hibachi where they cook in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the tables are kind of set up similar, but instead they did these bowls where they put almost like these hot coals, like in there in the bottom of these bowls. And each person had their own little, like, little mini grill thing. So he'd cook whatever skewers you picked on his burner and then bring it over on your little bowl to keep it warm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was kind of unique and different.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and then we did check out, like, to some of the, like, the buffet. There's always a buffet option that's open all the time. And even those selections were really good. Like, they had a whole wall just decked, you know, just full of pastries, which, like, oh, I love pastries. So you could always find me over there. And I was like, they had one that was like a guava jelly Danish. I was like, oh, yes, this is amazing. But they had a bunch of international cuisine, omelet stations. So, I mean, even you could find something for the pickiest of eater.
So. Nice. Yeah, it's always nice to have lots of options. And you never know, like, it's very hit or miss at all-inclusives, like, it can be really good or it can be kind of like, eh, that was just kind of bland.
Yeah. And I've been to both. And I have to say, like, the food was actually really, it was actually really good. Like, everything we had, we really enjoyed for the overall, for the most part. I feel like room service was the only one that I was like, eh, I'm not really crazy about that. But the restaurant food was great, and even the buffet was actually really good compared to some other all-inclusives that we've been to in the past. So,
good to know.
Yeah.
So I know you said there was, like, paddle boards and stuff. What activities did you guys do, and did you ever, like, leave the property and go do anything, or did you just kind of hang out at the resort the whole time?
Yeah. We kind of talked before our trip about what we wanted to do. We have some trips where we tend to go more adventure heavy. And at this point in time, we were both really tired and burnt out. Like, it was in May, the end of, like, the year, summer's gearing up, and we were just exhausted. And so both of us were like, let's just stay at the resort this time around, just enjoy everything they have to offer. I love to read. You could just leave me with a book and I'd be so happy and content. So as far as, like, activities, we did do, like, some of the out on the water activities, and then they had at the pools, they also have activities starting in the afternoon time, just different trivia. One time they did karaoke, which they were all horrible. It was quite entertaining. And then that was really all we did. They do have a stand, like, if you do want to book anything outside of the resort, they have a whole concierge area where they can help you book anything that you want to do. And we had previously, like, done, Dunn's Falls, which is a very popular destination when you go to Jamaica, where you can, like, climb on the rocks and it's kind of like a waterfall type thing.
Oh, okay.
And we had already done that on our honeymoon, and we're like, oh, well, we kind of did it. We're good. Yeah. And we had done, like, a sunset catamaran cruise before. So I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, we don't need to do it this time around. So we just kind of stayed at the resort and had more of a low key trip because that's really what we needed. And I think that's important to realize too, right? When you go on vacation, like, is this going to be a fun, adventurous, like, more packed, or is this more relaxation, downtime, rejuvenating? So really just thinking about, like, what you need. And that's kind of what we needed on this trip.
Yeah, exactly. How many days and nights did you stay? And do you think it was enough time or that you would have wanted more time?
Yeah, we stayed 5 days, 4 nights. I could always stay more. But it was the perfect. We've done, like, just weekends before, and that just always feels a little short.
Yeah.
So it was, I feel like 4 or 5 nights is just, it gives you enough time just to like come down, but you also are like, okay, I need to get back to my kids too, and, like, responsibilities. Yeah. And maybe when they're older, we'll do a little bit longer. A week is the longest we've done. Like a week, like a week cruise is the longest that we've done. And by the end of that one, I was like, I'm ready to see my kids.
I bet. Yeah, that would be too long for me right now.
Yeah. So it helps to know, you know, if you leave them with people that they love and enjoy, like, honestly, our kids don't miss us when we're gone. Yeah. I've even come to pick them up from like an aunt's or grandma and grandpa's, and my son is like hiding in the bathroom. Aww. He's like, please don't come get me. I'm having so much fun. I'm like, aww. Wow, that kind of hurts my heart, but I love you too. So yeah, to answer your question, it was like the perfect, I feel like it was the perfect length of time that just gave us time away to connect, decompress a little bit, and then also just go back and feel refueled and refreshed as parents and just ready to hang out with our kids. So
nice. And then how close was it to the airport? How much travel did you have there?
Yeah, it's really close. Okay. So I think it was a 20-minute shuttle. Nice. And we arranged our shuttle this time around through the Hyatt Zilara. It was $30 round trip per person. And that was actually our only expense the whole time we were at the resort.
Awesome. That's so I was like, a nice feeling.
I know. So when I had to like sign my bill and I was like, that's it? Like, okay, I'll take it. Right. And they have, when you land in Montego Bay, they have a Hyatt lounge area. So once you get your bags, you just find, yeah. And then you check in. And if you want some water or a drink, they have like chairs and couches and just a nice waiting area. But we honestly didn't have to wait. They had a shuttle, a driver there already for us. And we actually had like a private car. We didn't register for that. But we actually had a private car going to the resort. And then coming back, we just took a shuttle with, when it was our time, we just got there with our bags and went right on the shuttle. And
oh, perfect.
That's Yeah. So it was really easy. We've booked shuttles too through Viator. Is that how you say it? Viator. So we've done that too when we've done all-inclusives and just knew we really weren't going to leave the resort. So we've booked shuttles through them and they're really, really easy to use and work with as well. So I would recommend any of those if your resort doesn't have an option or if it's too expensive. But I feel like that's pretty typical of what you're going to pay for a shuttle. Like even in Mexico when we've gone, that's what we've paid.
Nice. So what would you say to a mom who is too like nervous to leave her kids and has all these points and you're like, you need to go on a couples only trip. What would you say to her?
I would say you can do it and you don't have to go far. Like if you're really nervous about it, like maybe just find something like for us in Colorado, like we could just go to the mountains, which is an hour or two away, right? Like you can work up that distance. Like, so I feel comfortable going to Jamaica now. I don't know if I'm comfortable going to like Japan away from my kids at this point in time, right? Just since they're still smaller. But really just think about like what baby steps you can make to get you to that point. Even if it's, you know, sometimes we don't have relatives, but we have very, very trusted babysitters and we've used them just for like a simple night away where we're still close enough in case something happens and really just testing some of those relationships out before you do something that's farther away. So really just thinking about like, what are those little steps that you can make to get you there? And I would just encourage you to take those steps forward because, you know, I can only be a great mom when my cup is full. And there's just, even if it's one night away, I feel so much better and just like refreshed. And I'm like, okay, I can be a good mom. My cup is full. I've connected with my spouse. Like we're raising these kids together, you know? Yeah. And two, I just keep, reminding myself and others like, you know, our kids are eventually going to leave the house and I want to still love and enjoy like my husband and my partner who I've chosen to, you know, grow and do life with. And, you know, our kids aren't going to leave us. And I want to make sure like, I still love and enjoy my husband, right? And that we're not strangers, like, in 20 years. Being like, hey. Remember me? We raised kids together for the last couple decades.
yes, that is so true to remember because we only have a short time with our kids. We have our spouse for the rest of our lives. So that is very important to remember. All right, so we're going to wrap this up, but I want to ask you, what's the number one place that you've liked that you've used your points on the most? And what are like two or three bucket list destinations you really want to go to? I know that's, you have to really think.
I know, right?
There's so many places in the world.
Well, okay, I'll have to go with where I've, It's always been at the top of my bucket list ever since we got married. I've wanted to stay in an overwater bungalow.
Nice.
Which I feel like now it's a possibility with points. Whereas I thought, no, it's always just kind of a dream that's out there. I can't justify spending that much money. And it would just take us years and years to save. So now with points, now it's more of getting to the point where I can either leave my kids or deciding if I'm going to bring them on this adventure, right? So just kind of deciding that and saving the points. And then our second one is New Zealand, and that's my husband's top because he actually used to live there for a period of time.
Oh, wow.
And so, so we're actually kind of planning for that right now and wanting to do a family trip, but a longer trip. So our current strategy is like every other card is going to the New Zealand point budget.
Nice.
But then like we get to still spend points because I'm like, I can't just save and not spend.
Yeah, you can't just save. That's really funny because I asked my husband, he's not like as into travel as I am. And so I was like, okay, where would you like really, really want to go? And he said New Zealand. And I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It does look so beautiful.
Yeah, and if you're like too into like Lord of the Rings, because that's where it was filmed, they have tons of fun tours and tons of great hiking and waterfalls. And so I'm really looking, I'm really looking forward to that. Let's see, favorite place that we've stayed with points? I mean, they're all so different. Because I would probably... I mean, this Jamaica trip was probably pretty high up there on the list because I loved, like, I loved the ocean. I absolutely loved, like, our balcony. But then we did Dreams Natura Resort and Spa, and we actually had, like, a jacuzzi tub on our balcony.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, and so that was really nice, too, just to, like, relax and make a big bubble bath, you know, and, like, we could see the ocean from there. So that was really – so those are probably, like, my top two, just because I love the view. Like, if you give me an ocean view, like, I'll probably put you pretty high up on the list.
I know. All I want is an ocean view with, like, a plunge pool on my balcony.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, one of my dream, like, bucket list ones.
Yeah. And
I don't care where it is.
Like, I want to go to – to Greece. I went in college, but I haven't been since I've learned points. So now that I'm not on like the college, like cheap
budget.
I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go back to Greece. Like the food there is amazing. Like I still dream about it. I still dream about it.
Well, thank you so much for the interview. This was great. I do know that you have like a blog and lots of great information. Is there anything that you want to share with our listeners on how you can help them or any information that you have?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. This was so fun just to get to share and chat with you. And thanks for having me on your podcast today. Travelmama.co. I have a blog set up, always putting up new resources of different places that I've gone, different ways that you can use points, a variety of ways, because I think we're all different, right? Like some people love doing national parks and maybe they want hotels around national parks. And I know you do a lot of, you've done a lot of stuff, you know, kind of talking about that as well. Or some people are very Disney oriented and want to know how to, use points for Disney. Or some people just want to go visit family or other people want to travel the world. So I think I'm just working on constantly building resources for all different types of families and what they desire for their points. So feel free to give me a follow and check out our website. We have lots of free guides that I put out. My newest one is the Ticket Slasher Guide. So looking at all theme parks in general through Undercover Tourist and really looking at like those third-party websites that, you know, you can get discounted tickets to Legoland and Disney World and Universal, but you can also use points and cards that can write that off as well.
Yeah,
I mean, who knew you could get theme park tickets for free if you wanted to use your points that way? I'm like, that's mind blowing to me.
Yeah, especially Disney because it is so dang expensive.
Right? Which I will tell you, our last trip to Disney World, I know we're talking about Jamaica, but I did use points on our last Disney World trip and it is such a high when you know that you have saved all of that money. You're like,
yes.
I am going to buy myself that ice cream.
Right?
I just got free tickets.
Yes. Yeah, I bet it changes, like, the whole dynamic of being inside of Disney.
Oh, it totally does. And you feel so awesome as a mom, right? You're like, I did that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I will be sure to link the website, her website here, and her Instagram in the show notes. So go check it out. Go give her a follow. Thank you so much, Katie. I really appreciate it. This was a great conversation. And if this intrigued you, definitely start stacking up those points and go to Jamaica. So I will see you guys in the next episode.